Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. Still talking Pot County issues and affairs. Got Pot County Commissioner D. McKee and County Appraiser Lois Schlegel in the studio with us. And Lois, let's get to you for a second and talk to you. How are you doing, first and foremost?
Doing real good. The office is doing good. We're trying to keep up with a very fast-growing county, and that is a challenge. That is a big challenge. What I came here today to talk about, and you've probably seen it in the papers and maybe read something about we've had some issues with nationwide and statewide with big box stores. And they're wanting to challenge the appraised value of their properties. And we recently went through a hearing process with the Menards facility and in Topeka. And, they were claiming this big box theory that is being, it's being dubbed the dark store theory nationwide. And, they challenged the appraised value as if it was a dark store.
Dark store meaning?
Meaning they want us to appraise that property as if it were vacant. Now, most of these properties are custom-built properties, and they, do their own thing. They custom-build every one of their facilities a certain way. And they feel like that if they were to ever leave that facility, they could not sell it for the appraised value that we have on that property. So they want, they are challenging all the appraised values say it's not worth what we have on it. We use highest and best use value on, and we have to appraise it according to what all appraisers have to appraise according to USPAP standards, which is unified standards of professional appraisal practices. And that's a nationwide standard also. Mass appraisal is done through Standard 6. Fee appraisals are done through Standards 1 and 2. And in those standards, we have to create, certain methods of appraising those properties. Now, the state of Kansas Department of Revenue oversees all appraiser offices throughout the state, and they give us the guidelines that we have to follow. Well, this dark store theory would not be part of that. We cannot appraise properties, by this dark store theory. It's a theoretical situation, and it's something that just will not pass any of our standards that we have to follow.
And again, just to be clear on the dark store theory, it's been a few months, but we've had a Riley County appraiser, Greg McHenry, in on the show a few times to kind of talk about that. And it really does seem like one of the most sort of underreported and also complicated stories when it comes to the state of Kansas, especially when it comes to your property taxes and taxing authorities on the dark store theory. So basically you have these big box stores that are wanting you to appraise them as if they're closed, even though they're open and the cash registers are working.
Right. Yes. Right. And that's and they're a fully functioning store, and a lot of their reasoning behind it is, people like Amazon and all the online shopping that can be done, they don't go to the brick and mortar store like they used to. And that's what they're claiming. Now, Johnson County recently just got through with their Target stores, and the Target stores the Board of Tax Appeals did lower the values on all of their Target stores. And because they had an appraiser that pretty much convinced them that, they shouldn't be valued as they are standing right now. But, that's not, if you look at this, if you get every big box store that gets on this bandwagon or this freight train, it's pretty much a freight train right now. It's going fast and it's going furious. And they are going to challenge every appraised value of any big box store.
And that affects the evaluation of the counties, the schools, that everybody that operates on property taxes would have a significant reduction in valuation if it went through. yes, her success. And that's what you want to tell.
And that's what I want to say. You know, the Board of Tax Appeals, we did have a fee appraisal done on our Menards. The county hired a fee, outside fee appraisal done. And that was our support for the value that we had placed on the property. And so we went through the processes of having the hearing, and we did get notification yesterday that they upheld our value. So the dark store theory did not get into the mix with that appeal. They did not consider it because they really did not have a very good appraisal of the property, and we found a lot of errors with that appraisal, and we brought that forth in the appeal hearing. And I think that's, but I think they will continue to fight for this. And you know, like I said, it's just not Kansas; it's everywhere.
Were you surprised with that
ruling? I was very surprised. I figured there would be a reduced value. I couldn't get, you know, their value was like a little more than, less than half of our value that we had on the property. That would have been a big loss to our county if we had lost that to what they stated was the value of the property.
And a loss to the city of Manhattan for some of the values that we contribute back. And so
the big one is that, you know, municipalities of all levels, they need to understand this issue, because it will quantify into a big risk, and prepare when they're trying to prepare contingency plans, you know, the comprehensive plans and you know, certain things that they need for certain items that they need to pay for. You know, if you lose value, you know, school boards need to get on top of this big time. Our Appraisers Association is doing a very good job of trying to fight this, but we need the support of all municipalities, you know, whether it's your city, county, state, school boards, everything, to understand what kind of a loss they will see. And I think Johnson County is running real scared right now because of the loss of value that they have seen through Targets, and now Walgreens, CVS pharmacies have jumped on that bandwagon, and there's going to be others. There's, you know, big box stores.
And the big part of this, and when I talk with Greg McHenry about this issue, when it comes to the appraising at local government level, it's just really all about fairness, and you're really
right.
Appraising things
right.
As they are, not how they are in,
right.
You know, theory.
Right.
How does this dark store theory, as far as what they're saying, compare to other businesses? Because it doesn't seem like other businesses or small businesses can say, appraise us as if we're closed. Right. I don't think they can get away with that.
Right. Right. And, you know, and whether it comes around or not, it's going to be part of the state. The legislature is going to need to be very involved with this and create the plan that it needs to happen to keep this from happening. We cannot value these properties through a dark store theory. We cannot do that. That is not part of what we have to do as far as following guidelines. So that they set for us. So it's going to be an issue. It's going to continue. It's something that we need to have the legislature look at create maybe something within our own state that could keep that from happening, and loss of revenue. And it's not going to be loss of revenue so much as a tax shift. You know, the burden
That's right.
of the tax shift will go to your residential owners. It'll go to, your small businesses. You know, I mean, these basically are franchise people that are pushing this theory.
And it still just boggles my mind how you can – just the logic of it, right? How they could say that appraise us as if we're closed when you're clearly open. You got customers going in and out of the place.
Yeah, they want us to appraise by a hypothetical theory.
I served as a county commissioner during reappraisal, and we had to train as appraisers at that time because we were the Board of Tax Appeals. And there are standards, Marshall Swift index for houses, other things that are existing out there. And when you pull one of them, the state could probably make some kind of change in that area, but it would be ill-advised. The only thing is, many legislators have never, they help one person or their cities, and then the rest of the world has to live by it, and it really hurts. So it'll be in the future. It's just important to know that at least for this community, this region, they did a good job of making certain that we had real good solid numbers, and they're very defendable.
Yes, and that's what that's our goal, is to try and keep everything equitable.
And again, just real quick, because it's just so hard to wrap my mind around this sometimes when it comes to the dark store theory. Again, what are they? What is this hypothetical that they're selling?
They just want to sell it. That there's nobody else that would go into that property and be able to lease it or buy it for the amount of money that we have on it, and it will be a reduced value.
That's right, because they're trying to say that if we were to sell it,
if they were to sell it, it would be at a reduced value because nobody else would want to go into that size of a building or that particular building because they want to customize it, and it would cost a lot of money to recustomize it to fit their needs.
Right, because it's a hypothetical that nobody would buy it as kind of a turnkey operation and keep doing the business as it's doing.
Well, and I think one of the good things that we have going for us is, you know, our Menards is located on a very popular street. You know, we've got 14,000 cars going by that store every day. So, you know, that was our push, was to say location. We have a very good location. So, you know, it's not that, you know, that any of those other, any kind of outside functional or obsolescence can happen, economic or functional obsolescence can happen here. We push that it, you know, we are in a good spot.
And again, from the perspective of local government and county appraisers, the position is we're appraising it like we appraise everything else.
Like we're supposed to do with everything else.
Let's go ahead. Oh, do we have a call? Okay, we'll take that call. Go ahead, caller.
Well, thank you for all your efforts. You know, you got a whole passel of New York lawyers headed at you, you know, trying to catch you by the short hair here in the little old backwater county, and they think they can run over you. So thank you so much for all your efforts. Having followed my grandchildren and their parents over here to Pod County, now I got to get my auto tag and drive all the way up to Westmoreland. What can we do about moving the county seat down here to Wamego or someplace that's accessible to all of us first timers? Thank you for being there.
Thank you.
I don't know. I've never researched that one, but we can possibly put a day where you can get tags down in Wamego. That's up to the treasurer. They can move a second office. That might be the quickest cure for your concern about that. As far as moving the There's not been a county seat war for probably 100 years. They were very big in the beginning, and at this moment, that's not my circus nor my monkeys. That's an interesting question. I know some people in Wamego have said it several times, but I...
I live in northeast Pottawatomie County.
Lois doesn't want me to do it.
I live a long ways away. Yeah, that would be a long ways away to just go get a tag, yes.
Let's go ahead and take our second break of the hour. We'll come back and have more. We're talking about Pottawatomie County here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
You know, in Riley County, we have people that have to drive a long way to Manhattan.
That's true.
Every county has that.
That's true.
Except maybe Wyandotte.
City of the county of Wyandotte.
KMAN News is brought to you by ESB Financial. Get ESB Financial's free app, Card Valet, with Card Valet.